Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
People are delivered. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus to break every chain. Swazi Dlamini, yasingenile ke ku the second hour ngayo I three songs in a row ngiqale ngo Olani Jwaha, ethi mhlengi wam uMC ya naye wahlabelela kamnandi ethi ayo likhothamela ayisimkhumbule namhlanje uMC ya uSwazi Dlamini uyena esiphuma ngaye ethi break every chain. Isikhathi ke 22 after 3 usanda kungena uwamkelekile usekhaya thola umfutho thola uthando la njoba ngihlezi ngisho ngithi siyathanda ukuthi umndeni ka Radio Pulpit ukhule so ngazo zonke ikhathi nje batshele abantu ukuthi sikhona la 24 hours a day ngishilo ke ukuthi uma ngibuya ngizobe ngino Mr. Soli Khalabi.
Thank you so
much. Mr. Soli.
Yo.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, and you, sister?
Ngiyaphila. Siyabonga ukuthi ube nathi kule ntambama.
Kubonga mina. Ngithathe ithuba ngibingelela bonke abalaleli ngegama leNkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
Amen. Amen. Mfundisi JB.
Yes, sis, how are you doing?
Ngiyaphila.
Yes.
Siyabonga ukuthi usivakashele la ekhaya.
It's a pleasure. I couldn't have done it better.
Yebo.
Siyabonga.
Umfundisi uJabu Fakude. Ya uphuma ngale bandleni ngicela ulisha mfundisi
All Winners Church
All Winners
in
Church
Binoni, yes.
Binoni.
Yeah.
Go East Rand.
Yes, definitely.
Go the land of the wise.
Yeah. Yes, you are right.
Yes, siyakwamukela ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya.
Hi, sanibonani emakhaya uJabu Fakude umfundisi uJabu Fakude here.
Amen.
From All Winners Church ngithi ngiyanibingelela ngegama leNkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Abuti Soli.
Yebo awuthi.
Soli Manka Nkhalabi.
Got it right.
Yeah, no hantle ke Soli Nkhalabi Manka.
Oh,
so
okay.
Nkhalabi is my second name.
Oh.
Then Manka ke sifanisa.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yes, bengidedekile kahle
hle. Yeah, so iconfusion iba ku social media because ngizibiza ngosoli ngihlalabi. So ngizibiza ngamagama ami kuphela.
Oh, isibonga sikho.
No, isibonga sikho.
Okay.
Then abantu bacabanga ukuthi no, ngihlalabi isibonga dai, isibonga uMankha.
Okay. So abaga Mankha ke kemapedi?
Kemapedi from Limpopo.
Okay.
Zebediel, there's a place called Zebediel Haragwata.
So originally we are from Limpopo.
Originally I'm from Limpopo.
Oh, Abuti Soli.
Yeah. Abuti Soli. Abuti Soli.
Oh, Abuti Soli. Abuti Soli. Yes.
Abuti Soli.
Are you Solomon or are you Soli?
Oh, well, ke Soli.
Oh, okay.
I would love to be Solomon, by the way.
Why Solomon?
I mean, Solomon.
No, I get it. They make it a short version.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, Abuti Soli, ngaba briefa kancane ukuthi ubani uSoli kodwa yazi indaba yinhle uma iphuma kumnikazi yena ayikhuluma ngokwakhe ukuthi ungubani uSoli so ushilo ukuthi originally you are from Limpopo and then ukhulele khona eLimpopo
ngikhulele eLimpopo kancane and then later we then moved to Tembisa
okay
because ugogoma wagcina thenga indlu eTembisa
aha.
Yeah, angithi yazi ukuthi abantu abuye emakhaya normally bazoba nendlu ngapha eGauteng.
Yeah.
Then kube nendlu emakhaya futhi. Yeah. So and then ngasithola sengisethembisa manje. Yeah.
So nje we out yasekasi.
So ngi out yasekasi ngikhulele eKasi primary school eKasi and ne high primary eKasi ne high school eKasi. Yeah.
Okay. So uSoli ukhulu ingane njani?
Yeah, the question is Zuma. I think I would say ngikhule nje ngingane nje e right nje. You know, esikoleni yenza ama basic ayenzwa ingane ezinye.
Yeah.
But ukukhula kwami I think enye into futhi ngithandi kuyihighlight ukuthi umama wami engekho active empilweni yami.
Okay.
Baba wami bengamazi.
Okay.
No. Yeah, so umama wami bekulomuntu lo o beka busy ngento zakho so uzokuthatha kushiye nogogo uhlale nogogo
yena
no rinetsirile mo Gauteng so should be busy somewhere okay and then later utlose kongkhono awuyise ko ko auntie
yeah
and then later le auntie bacabana ubuyele kongkhono so so that was the kind of my upbringing
mm-hmm.
wawon
mm-hmm.
yeah moving from one place to another so azanga tlhaba le a stable place
yeah.
you know as a child you need a robele a stable place motlhogolang ko teng kamilawe eating
yeah.
you know kube na ma rules
mm-hmm.
o khula ngaphansi kwawo wawon yeah,
yeah.
So that was my upbringing basically wawon
and as ungumfana I believe ukuthi bonayo a wish ukuthi kube khona ubaba or a father figure mhlambe empilweni yakho
fortunately that was my wish but again
yeah
I used to look up to my uncle a lot
mm-hmm.
kuse umalumam uye beka seduze na
because yeah.
remember mawumntwana umfana ukhula ongana a father figure
mm.
so any kushuthe any opportunity oyitholayo
yeah
ukuthola umuntu o
also by father
figure baba duze na
yeah
we then seize the opportunity
yabona
we ayithatha lo opportunity leyo
mm.
so fortunately or unfortunately kuzodependa ukuthi lo muntu loyo omthole eduze umthathe kutabe a father figure
yeah.
elifini yakho umuntu onjani
yeah
so if umuntu othize
mm-hmm.
you then follow whatever into ayenza
yeah
you understand
mm-hmm.
so get dependent so for example if o pastor JB at that time beka around me so mm-hmm. I was going to look up to him so mm-hmm. he was going to be my father figure at
yeah.
that time and our pastor so we are things olandela wonke ama I coaching angipha yona yonke igarage angipha yona
yabona
so that's how it is most thola umntwana omfana usthola nje udinga a father figure
yeah.
so unfortunately a father figure it was my uncle and yeah. I'm using the word unfortunately because bogu umuntu obaka beka very much active inabenzo bugebeng yabona bekaziwe lokushini yabazi labantu abaziwe lokushini la ukuthi no
Bramangman
awutsheri kolo ifela unana Bramama
yeah
he was one of those awutsheri TV fela unana Bramama
yeah
hasa ire kutla funi la mama nga ireke
wa
understand
yeah
so neli yena muthu lo ngori neli father figure and I used to look up to him a lot because ndzi ri khona lo relate at the P11 wawon
yeah
so this is the guy lo ngori I just like I used to look up to him like when bey kuye kuyonke into wonke ama movement ngendlela agcoka ngakhona ukudla kudlayo ngendlela hamba ngakhona yabona so yeah
and then when I know umfundisi uJB then nahlangana kanjani
mina nomfundisi uJB sihlangene recently because now I realized ukuthi upastor JB he's a good teacher of the word of God
yeah
and he's good when it comes to motivation.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked his vision
mm-hmm.
as a man of God. So besirileta kakhulu. And then ngamphula ini ukuthi pastor I think umuntu ofana nawe angaba nesandla, angaba ne role edlalayo emajele.
Yeah.
Because as nambing sejele at one stage in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So i transformation yami ngayithola through izwi kaNkulunkulu.
Mm.
So remember mosejele kunabo pastor ejele sinento kuthiwa ukuthi prison ministry
yeah
so wonke amajele i prison ministry ivumelekile so amason different churches
yeah
nabo pastor abathize they'll go to prisons bayoshumayela izwi kaNkulunkulu yabo so nami ngazithola ngamukela uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi ngisejele
amen
so mase ngihlangana no pastor JB ngathola ukuthi ama teachings wakhe and nangendlela as connect ngakhona because remember you can ungafundisi izwi kaNkulunkulu mara uma ungaliphili
yes
then it's a different story
yeah
so with him uyalifundisa and uyaliphila
yeah
yabona so he's a for me he was a true reflection of how Christ afuna ukuthiphila ngakhona empilweni so I then said because of again into engithanda ngayo he's street smart he's book smart una wonke ama combination afuneka ukuthi makasa sejele
yeah.
amajita bazo relate naye
okay
because amajita basejele must remember la abantu bakhulele lokushini baganga they're involved in different kind of things so there's a way that you need to there's a certain approach emluze ngayo in order for you ukuze ukhone ukuthi uba uyini ubalahlele ngale mbusini kaNkulunkulu so those are the characteristics engazibona kuye
yeah.
and then that's how we linked up and then saqala i prison ministry eloko medium be prison
Oh khona manje nine prison ministry.
Yes.
Oh okay.
And sebenza songo futhi na ku Mbono Media House.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mfundisi mhlambo ngasitshela ka kancanyana nje ngayo prison ministry.
Yeah, thank you very much. Usoli came to me some time back and then he proposed this idea. I mean, it was his vision. It's something that it's very close to his heart. And he loves that. As he said that he was once there himself. And so now he wants to give a hand to the people that are still in there because he knows the struggles of the guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So then he came to me and said, listen, this is my idea. I think maybe you can come in and give a hand into this. And I thought, yeah, why not? I mean, if I can help when it comes to the things of God, why not, you know? So, and then I went, I think the first time was a bit awkward for me because I've never been there myself by the grace of God because nami ngikhulele lokushini, so I'm not going to claim ngazuthi I was born a born again. I was not born a born again, you know?
Yeah.
So it's something that came in later in my life. So he, as a guy as well, as a young man, elokshini, there are stuff that we did as young men, you know, so that someone else could have ended up in prison. But by God's grace, I never got to be in prison. So it was very awkward when I went there the first time. But then I realized, Uguti, listen, when I got there, it was mostly people of my age, some older, some even the age of my fathers. And but I could see the need in their eyes, the hunger to be rescued, you know, so in their eyes. And I can see, Uguti, these people, they need help. And the only help that you can give them is hope and the word of God, of course, you know. So direct them to the cross and let them know Jesus. And only to find Uguti Vele, they have been evangelized too. You know, somebody has planted the seed. So I just came in to water what somebody has already planted, but to emphasize on the cross and the work of Jesus Christ. And then on top of that, to give them that hope in life, to say that this is not the end. It does not matter what your card, what years are there in your card. If you carry yourself well, you will see the light of the day at the end of everything else. So that's basically how e-prison ministry started. And and he's very passionate. I mean, I think I found my passion through Usoli as well because of the passion that he has for prison ministry. And yeah, so now we're enjoying it. That's all I can say. We're enjoying it. I think we love it when we go see the guys. We speak in the language of their guys, you know. So it's not like I come there and then ngibanikeza something that is very awkward to them and I cannot relate. So I speak in the language that they understand. Most of them, obviously, the language is not kind of like a Christian kind of language. So you need to come to their level and don't speak over their heads, you know. So that is one thing that I think, as Usoli said, that I relate to them in that way because I am from a Lokshini, so I know how to speak the Lokshin culture kind of thing. So it works much better. And I can share Jesus in that platform as well with them and then show them that you don't have to, for you to know Jesus, you don't have to have a different kind of language. You can know him in the language that you speak. And then let Jesus do the cleaning.
Amen.
He's going to be the one that does the cleaning for you. But come as you are, as the scripture tells us, that you come as you are. Don't think that you will go and wash yourself first and then come in later and then thinking that I'll receive Jesus once I'm cleaned. No, that's not how it works. You come as you are with your mouth as dirty as it is and with all the language that you speak, but receive Christ and he will do wonders for you.
And you know, most yama prisoners bayam lalelo radio pulpit into a young mangas because all the time see thola ama letters thola umuntu abhalila abhalelo bahle
that's nice.
Though abanye thola baya off ramp nje kodwa nje sithanda ukuthi at least siyakwazi ukuthi sixhumane nabo and then sibanikeze I support esingakwazi ukubanikeza yona even nothando ngoba I think uma umuntu engaphakathi iyona into ayidingayo kakhulu. And then Butsoli,
yebo,
Mengi checka your biography or la ukhuluma khona ngejourney yakho ungaphakathi ungaphakathi yes u achieve a lot and kuye kwangimangaza kakhulu lokho ukuthi okay most of the time abantu uma bengaphakathi like over stressed you know cabanga izinto eziningi ukuthi eish yabona ngoba manje sengenza lokho nalokho ngingaphandle and but wena kuye kwahluka and then i focus yakho wayithatha wayibeka encwadini so engithanda ukuunderstand la ukuthi kanjani as I'm saying ukuthi mongaphakathi uyacabanga ukuthi ngoba nginabo baby ngoba ngiyasebenza ngoba ngihamba ngeimoto yabana all those things so wena wenze kanjani ukuthi i focus yakho ibe la
it's not busy nemva kancane so before ba bang sentence ngihleli 2 years and 8 months awaiting trial so awaiting trial it means you remain in custody but we attend the case
okay.
We are caught
yeah
so I couldn't qualify for a bail because of the nature of the crime ne so a trial because ngifuna ukuza kule question ngibuzana a trial kule 28 months engihleli at one stage ngisithole sengine group ebese sikhuleka ngayo a trial
okay
so mase sikhuleka because of kunabanye abafethu ababuya abane background e Christianity probably babuya you know background okubeni baba kumfundisi noma makhuya so things njalo so those are the guys bebasilila ngomthandazo then abanye abakwazi ukuhlabelela bebahlabelela so mina bengiba yi MC bengirana ama program
okay.
At the same time bekuyimi ngi arrange amanye amaselo ukuthi siye kuyo thandaza but as le team le besenza ngakhona so one thing we knew ukuthi besingathandazela ukuphuma besithandazela nje impilo ukuthi i change but obviously at the back of our minds because besasebancane ezwini besingalana besingaliqondi kahle izwi we thought ukuthi but eventually masenza kanje uNkulunkulu uzoba nomusa singathola igwebe eziningi
sithole
nje ezincane
yabo
it didn't happen so ngathola 15 years sengihlele 2 years 8 months so mangifika ejele already besingina this zest yokufuna uNkulunkulu ukufuna ukwazi more ngoNkulunkulu
yabona
because I've never experienced uNkulunkulu I've never been in a situation where ngimamela izwi mangibona ngiyashinyezela ngifundela izwi kaNkulunkulu
yes
and then kula malanga lawa bengasicabanga isikole ukukhuluma iqiniso that's why whatever I achieve behind bars I always give glory to God because for me bengacabanga lutho so kwafika umunye upastor makafika upastor makafika and then wasifundisa ukuthi uJesu simamukela kanjani
yeah
as our Lord and personal savior not as part of history
yeah
oba singam receive njengabantu bam receive kuma textbook they just know bam but they should the bamukela uJesu as if it's part of history as if uMandela or is whosoever yabona or should wasifunisa ukuthi this is how we need to position ourselves kuze uNkulunkulu akhona ukuthi asebenze empilweni zethu number 1 number 2 wasifunisa ukuthi mase sise mase singamandla kaNkulunkulu there are things that we need to abstain from
yeah
gangsterism as you know with the majele kugcwele gangsterism 26 28 ref 4 ref 5 all these things
no and so when you're not part of a gangster
no I was not part of a gangster especially because kwambele uJesu nyonkosi nomsindisi kwaba lula for me to abstain because now I would live my life according to what God says in his word so mina ithemba lambe kuibhayibheli because nabengathile bengathuli visit ejele ejele abantu bathola ama visit abantu bavakashelwa abalethola izinto abantu balethola amatiki amasha izinto eziningi ezini so mina I was one of those guys bangathuli visit in fact most people bang write off because most ejele if ungathuli visit abantu bathi wena we hope so uyophumela laphi into ezinjalo
yeah
and in that journey then I lost both of my parents in that journey so it was worse but I kept on reading the word of God so ithemba lambe kuyiza uNkulunkulu so mangifuna imotivation mangifuna noma yini binye ezwini yabona so siwaqala saba nenkonzo saba nama session and then that's where now uNkulunkulu wakhuluma namangibonisa ukuthi no isikolo it's something engakusebenze and that's why I went to school yabona I thought it's important because I don't take the glory with no mina ngabona kancane kunabanye abantu there should be something eyangenza ukuthi ngi change how I see things which was the word of God and I always be grateful to God what he did in my life
yeah
then fast forward ngaqala ngaye esikoleni ukuya esikoleni was not easy because wokumele ngiqale from grade 10 grade 10 11 12 ngiseje.
So ungene usese young.
Yeah, ngene ngisase ya.
Ungakaqedi nesikole.
I mean ngidrop out ngindaba obugebengu ngisase ngaphandle.
Yeah.
You know, nginga drop out ngekele isikole. I didn't even see e value education at that time.
Because bo bamba imali.
I mean besontsha senze yonke lento le. Yonke into besontsha sitshontsha imoto sayjack imoto besenze yonke into ekhohlakela. But now here's the thing, mangicela ukwamukela uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi. Sengibona izinto differently. And also I saw a need to, now I need to, you know, to skill myself. I need to go to school. Then ngayenza grade 10, 11, 12. And even in that journey, bekunzima. Because I remember mina bengijwayele ukubhala ama notes. Because as nama textbook ethe. So in textbook etholayo, bengibhala ama notes ku 72 pages. Ngesandla sami.
You copy the whole textbook.
I copy the whole textbook. Yeah. Because bengazi nokuthi kuphuma nakuphumi in. You understand?
Yeah.
I copy the whole textbook. But we used to spend more time in the word of God. And we used to spend more time skhulumeni izwi kaNkulunkulu. And bese igroup nyana. And abantu babasibheka babasihleka wabona ngathi you know yazi ngiluma sika sawushile ha uyibhari ha iBhayibheli izokwenza lana lokusonta ngaphandle because abantu aba understand the power of God, you know, ukuthi uNkulunkulu usho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyayichinja impilo yomuntu ayichinje like I change
yangithola.
Yeah, so and that's what I experienced. And then fast forward ngathola grade 12 yeah. Ngicela ukuphasa imatric bese 5 esibhale ama because ipolice yase UNISA ngithi UNISA ihamba ne NAFSAS. So in NAFSAS they were saying mawubhale 6 subject in one sitting waphasa wonke then uzokwalify for a loan. Then I qualified for a loan, then I enrolled for BA in philosophy politics and economics. Ngamanje nge economics philosophy abe second major.
Wow.
And then ngayenza an initial diploma in human resources management. Then I kept on going and also ngi teacher grade 12 and ebet level 4 in
NQF level
khona ngaphakathi.
Wow.
You know, so so ngibungusa kaNkuluNkulu.
Yeah. Umusa kaNkuluNkulu ngempela.
Go ahead. I think the word is simple. I wanted to quote this scripture for him quickly.
Yeah.
That's Galatians 3:13. It says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. So cursed is everyone who hanged on the tree, you know. So it's simply, it's self-explanatory. It simply means that he became a curse at the tree, at the cross. So Usoli has got no curse in his life anymore, you know. So as soon as he receives Christ, everything that he went to jail for, it was placed on Christ.
Yeah.
It went to the cross because now the Bible tells us that he needs to repent of his sins. You know, 1 John 1:9, if you repent of your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So now when he received Christ, yes, he has to do the time, unfortunately, because as much as Christ takes away the sins, he does not take the punishment that comes with the committing of the crime.
You know,
exactly.
Yes.
So he has to do the time, but he is a sinless man that is doing time.
Yeah.
Because the sin that he came in with has already been withdrawn by Christ. It has been cleansed by his blood. So that curse, everything that he has said, I used to be this boy, I used to be that boy. When he received Christ, Christ takes it away. He says something very interesting to say that uNkulunkulu changed his heart. The Bible tells us that the hand of the king is in the heart of the king is in the hand of God.
Yeah.
So he turns it any way he likes. That's God. So God can take away the heart of stone and plant in a heart of flesh.
True.
We see it in the life of Usoli. You know, so this is the Bible coming to life. You know, the word became flesh and dwelled amongst us. This is the example of it. To say ukuthi uNkulunkulu akakhulumi manga. When he said that I will change the heart, I will take away the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. This is exactly what he has done. And so siyambonga uNkulunkulu for Usoli. You know, there is still a lot that uNkulunkulu is going to do in his life. He has not even started to do the work in this gentleman's life.
And mfundisi mina ngiyajabula kakhulu ukuthi emabandleni siyakwazi ukuthi sibamukele ngoba kuba nzima uma umuntu aphuma ngaphakathi ejele and then azohlangana ne community
yes.
because abanye ngathi ba understand ukuthi what was happening engaphakathi
yes.
and then noma esho ukuthi ngishintshile ngimamukela uChrist njengomsindisi bathi hayi lo uyabona ufuna nje ukuthi simamukele uyabona
yeah.
ayikho abaningi bayasho ukuthi umuntu maphuma ejele akashintshi uyohlezi enjalo so I'm happy ukuthi nikhona ningabafundisi yeah. ukuthi no sizobathatha and then sizobamukela and then sizobabonisa uthando and then siba guide and then sihambe nabo kulendlela so butsoli ngibonile even those young guys uyabavakashela
yeah
yes you've been there and you know ukuthi ngaphakathi kunjani 15 years if 15 years egcwele or it's 7
no it's 7 years 6 months you have
oh 7
yeah,
years
so coming a parole yeah
oh okay yeah so labantwana bona bacabanga ukuthi ku cool bayasho ngithi it's cool ukubhema insangu it's cool ukucala njengezinto ezincane kodwa bangazi ukuthi uma mhlawumbe isikhathi siloku sihamba kuzokwenzakalani that is why abanye bagcina bangena kuma drugs and then mosongenile kuma drugs kuba nzima because now you need more money and then mhlawumbe umuntu athi okay I think it's better ukuthi ngihijack imoto or ngitshontshele abantu izinto ezinjalo as nawe umuntu ukuthi ngizwile indaba yakho ukuthi wena wabona kumalume ukuthi okay kanti kuphilwa kanje and then wagcina nawe ungenile kulobugebengu you are hijacking cars armed robbery kodwa uNkulunkulu ngoba unecebo ngempilo yakho wathi hayi wena ngizokuvalela la ngizokubaker wena and then mophuma ukwazi ukuthi uyokhuluma with those young guys so esikhathini esiningi uma unabo nixoxa bathini labafana
no siyaxoxa siyabonisana because you see sometimes mawuxoxa nabantu
yeah
abantu abaningi bangabu Thomas so ngiyokhuluma ngento ongazanga uy experience
yes
so mangikhuluma ngexperience and I'm planning to be careful how I share my experience because
yeah.
at some point I don't want to be like ngi glorify I cry
yeah.
you know but
ngifuna
ukuglorify uNkulunkulu in the whole situation ukuthi nabo they don't have to buy a jail they can still receive Jesus Christ mara ina sejail uNkulunkulu ngai change impilo yabo so our message it's very simple ukuthi God can change your life in total meaning completely you know and also ama initiative first wayenzayo we don't just say ukuthi Google can do this and that. We try by all means to put together initiatives.
Yeah.
Other change impilo zabo. Like as we speak now, Sine Business Summit, which is taking place on the 2nd of April.
Wow.
This 2nd of April.
Yeah.
It is there on Facebook and it's now we share with that one by support. So,
yes.
Sine initiative and jala, business seminar, business workshop, you know, so that le youth le si tonze, si fundise, si ti, but I'm going to just go to Nomsindisi, but also now more opportunities.
Yeah.
Because you know, what I've realized, Duguti, once over in the kingdom of God, there are opportunities that comes with being in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So there are certain things that Niyagu Zukunugu access until Uzomugelu Jason Nyango Nomsindisi simply Niyagu. I can tell you now, Ijele, it can only rehabilitate you because Ijele Nama rehabilitation programs. But the transformation, Ibegu Nkulunkulu.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to abandon Mangene Ijele. But no one can have a program now, but still mabuye, they relapse.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because why? Because I have uNkulunkulu.
Yes.
Wonke umuntu uNkulunkulu uyafuneka empilweni yakhe.
Yeah.
You understand?
That's
because
powerful.
God is the creator. And he's the one or was it ukuthi melesiye kuphe and he's the one osinikeza ama gift. He's the one who's calling us. Yabona? So wonke umuntu uyamdinga uNkulunkulu. So nakuma business seminar wethu asifihle uPastor JB he said something ukuthi so le lento ukuthi sithi a man upstairs or sky daddy it's or nature we have to say uNkulunkulu simbize simbonge straight
yes singabi namahloni ngaye
exactly
okay mfundisi ngicela ukukubamba kancane kumele ngenze kanje asithathe ikhefu kancane sizobuya emveni kwaloko okay sina plus minus 10 minutes lo 10 minutes mhlambe singawusebenzisa uma ngibuya uthanda ukuthi ukhulume naye umfundisi uFakude noButsoli ngizoyivulela incingo ku 0123341322 noma uthumele umyalezo wakho nge WhatsApp ku 0826572729
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
012-334-1322, 012-333-8699, o mageo tandu kulumala, no brasoli, kanye no mfundisi, o JB Fakude. Sinemzuzu embala mzalwani, so if utandu kulumala, akubo ukuthi ushaya manje, noma utumele i voice note, 082-657-2729. So, Butsoli, ngoba in the past, bo ngondo kulento zama hijacking and whatever.
Kakhulu futhi.
Yes. So, uma kwamanje mhlawumbe unga-advise abantu abadrivayo ukuthi iziphi izinto okumele bayiqaphele uku-avoid a hijacking, ungathini kubona?
Let me be honest with you. You know, somebody asked a question last week, why are you going to get the advice with how to avoid this? And I said, like, we are going to be a little bit of 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 a information bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little
bit
of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit angisungumuntu obheka ama YouTube ukuthi hey crime enzwa kanjani. I don't have time for that. You know, I consume only izinto ezizo add a value to what I'm trying to achieve. You know, anything that speaks to personal development, izinto engizibhekayo ku YouTube and nezinto engizifundayo. So kuba nzima to advise abantu ukuthi the only thing I advising ningeza abantu ukuthi just themba uNkulunkulu. That's the advice abantu engibanikeza yona, yabona ukuthi bafethu asekele into eziningi ukuthi angifuni ukuhijack, angifuni ukurotsha, angifuni ini, asiqaleni la amukelani uJesu njengeNkosi noMsindisi.
Yeah, okay,
yi solution le. Yabona. Yeah, because remember abanye abantu bangibuza because mina ngange kudala, so I don't know ukuthi manje kwenzakalani, wabona. I'm no longer in that space where ngikhona ukubona ukuthi sekwenzwa kanjani, kwenzwa kanjani. And besides, I'm no longer that person.
Yes.
You understand? Yeah. I'm a new being, you know, in Christ.
A new creation.
Yes. So it was like talang sa kumbul. Pastor JB once said to me, "Guti, minomud ma figa ti we akumbul abe sinza songi tang sa kumbul."
No, but most of the time mang sa kumbul level.
Yeah.
All things have passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So,
that chapter.
And when we get this kind of platforms, probably sending lapa or sebenzi, dalonga sebenzi, kunezinto eziningi that you are going through. So, tina njenga artist so sakubona ukuthi thina sangena emajele isikhathi eside
nafunda
sasinda kuma gangsterism kuyakwazana abantu bayafa kuna ma sickness yonke into masiphuma besingana nendawo zokuhlala mina bengana nendawo yokuhlala mangiphuma baba inkinga uNkulunkulu wange yabona. So nge story sami that tells you good now isimo saNkulunkulu angasichinja.
Aw,
so xa unomsebenzi nyana nje so ufuna ukuzibulala nyana, I mean, come on. Yabona? So we just share this testimony so good, no, uNkulunkulu can change your life.
Yes.
Iba patient. Because now I had to be patient. Ukhuluma nami namhlanje ngiphume 2012 September.
Sure.
Ukhuluma nami 2022.
Yeah.
Ngo March.
And ba ungacabanga ukuthi uzobe uhleli la.
Bengacabanga. And abantu abanye bathi uzobuyela ejele.
Yeah.
Ngaphandle kuyafiwa, ngaphandle ngekulunge ngebhayibhile, whatever. Like, no, mina ngazi, mina ithemba lami likuNkulunkulu. Yes. So that's the message nginikeza abantu.
Okay, asiye la kuma WhatsApp ubongani the author uthi we don't lack role models. The question is what type of a role model we looking up to. Okay, waphinda futhi wathumele enye message. I think la ukhuluma ngale yandaba la besikhuluma khona ngokuthi you need a father figure and yonke lento. Okay, uthi we celebrate you, my brother, and the miraculous, glorious working power of God. What a testimony. You did your time. Now you're going forward, or I think going forward is using you in this time and season to convert all those who listen to you. Uthi rise, brother. Okay, le aksione yethu. Okay, lo ufuna something else. Asizwe la i voice note.
Asibingelele inkosazana, sibingelele abefundisi bethu lapho nabalaleli be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wethu indzaba lithokotisa. Manje ke lokuphenduka kuba kumnandi kakhulu uma umuntu usethola iparola le noma athole noloshwele lo yabese ubuya ngaphandle ephendukile. Kuba mnandi kakhulu. Omunye ubaba waphuthola iparola waphuma wabuya la ngaphandle wezwa ukuthi kuyacashwa kwenye ishopo laphayane kwi-chemist. Waya khona bamcasha vele ungamzwela loya baba. Bamcasha loya baba wasebenze bamfaka la kustoko la ukuthi nguye lodo control istoko landi istoko lethe la ishopo. Manje ubaba wavula ibhizinisi yakhe eceleni khona la. Hey, lo baba kwabona ukuthi wasengibuyela emuva la. Kodwa uthi ngiwabala amathulusi wakhe lele maphilisi wabala wonke. Wamthuma ngakusasa thambo yothatha amabhokisi lapha endlini. Waya luba wafika wahlephuna la ebhokisini. Uma ebuya walibekanyana lapha yana lokho mnumzana. Wathi hayi hoza siwabale, ngiwabalile phela ngiyawazi. Wabala thola ukuthi ashoda, wathi ashoda, shoda 6, siphi 6. Ngibiza amaphoyisa. Ubaba uthi hayi ngixolele mnumzana. Manje uyabona ke le ndaba leyo izibanzima kakhulu. Athi ngikucoshe noma ngibize amaphoyisa. Athi hayi ngcono ngicoshe mnumzana. Uyabona ke manje ke kuhle ukuthi manje uma sesiphenduka sibe singabaphenduli ngempela. Khani bami kuzo.
Kalimambo, kalimambo, siyabonga, siyabonga mfundisi. Asilalele futhi enye la i voice note.
Sanibonani sisibahle, sanibonani imama dwala neHeidelberg Rathanda. Hey, ngilalele abafundisi, molweni bafundisi bami. Ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu ngiyanibulisa. Ngizwa kahle. Namlane eRathanda nginondo. Mntana sisi wami naye uyahlupha yazi. Last week Thursday ushawo umphakathi wacisha ukumbulala. Batholakele ngezinto bazijontshile. So uyalidinga naye usizo kakhulu. Uyalidinga kakhulu usizo naye. Ngiyathemba ukuthi uma angakhuluma nani butsoli kuzosizakala. UNkulunkulu uzomsiza. Ngiyacela bazalwane, ngiyacela. Naye uke wavalelwa nje kaningi. Ngiyacela nje. Ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu ngathi angisiza nisize nabanye. Hey. Ngiyabonga.
Okay.
Ngikhona la nami Rathanda. Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu, ngiyambonga. Ngiyathemba ukuthi mangakhuluma nani pastor angaba right. Ngiyabonga.
Okay ma, siyabonga kakhulu. Nizowashiya ngithi ama number mhlawumbe abantu uma bethanda ukukhuluma nani and then nibone ukuthi ningabasiza kanjani. Plus iRathanda se Israel ne?
Isn't it in Mpumalanga or something? I'm not sure.
Rathanda, I think it's next to Heidelberg.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah, no. Angikho shoke lapho.
Yeah, I think so.
Sikuphi. Mara ayikunankinga, angisho ucingo lukhona.
Yes.
So, sizoshiya ucingo lethu and then bazosithinta wherever, whenever. And then sizokwazi ukuthi sixhumane nabo and then sibone ukuthi singasiza kuphi nathi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, uPastor Mondli Dlamini uthi the story is better told by those who traveled it. Uthi God can change your life. Thank you, Brother Soli. And omunye la uthi, I love and appreciate the show, especially Soli and the pastor. Uthi inspirational. Landolin Maketa. Ya ubethumele futhi nala ku Facebook uthi sisibahle, what an awesome session with Pastor Soli. I hope my mom is listening, as we have a family member we are believing God to save. And then Maureen Lana uthi, good day bahle and your guests. God is faithful, kanete. For some reason, every time I watch the news and see all that is happening and perpetrators being arrested, I always say it's okay for them to be arrested. Prison ministry is waiting for them. God has a plan, and he never fails. Glory be to God alone. Uzandi Zwani uthi, the God of second chances. Powerful testimony, Brasoli. Okay, tingbona ukuthi ngala ku Facebook ukukhona futhi okunye. Yeah, okay, ngathi sengiyifundile yonke imyalezo. Okay, umam Landolin Maketa naye ngiyacabanga ukuthi unenkinga efana neyaka mama Loyana wase Ratanda. Yeah, okay, tingiye la elayinini. Sawubona, dumelo semoyeni. Sawubona.
Hello.
Hello. Ngiyaphila, wena unjani ma? Oh, upresene efonini. Oh, so this is some music. Okay, uzophinda ufone futhi ne ma? Yeah, I don't know ukuthi kunento ayipressile la engekho right. Okay, I hope my mom Agnes Bakis is listening. She needs to know ukuthi there is hope for ex-convict. Okay, kusho ukuthi ke umama la the wayechaza ngakhona kune family member
okuthi, yeah.
No, I think we ex-convict.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, seka ngaphandle, but ngiyacabanga ukuthi impilo yakhe ayikahlangani.
Oh, yeah, yes. you are right. Yeah.
Okay, tisibuyele futhi la elayinini. Sawubona, Dumela.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello, mama.
Ngiyabonga ukuzwa ubufakazi. Lo bufakazi lobu bungibeka ekutheni ngingene, bese ngiyasho ukuthi manje lo bhuti lo okhuluma ukuthi uNkulunkulu umsize kangakanani, kusho ukuthi imfundo yakhe ibingekho ngaphandle, kodwa phakathi wayithola. Singumndeni, ngathi cishe umndeni wethu so omningi uye waphelela ngaphakathi. Ma uphuma, uphuma nevangeli. Thina esithole ivangeli ngaphandle, nabo basifake ivangeli. Lelo vangeli lelo liyasukumeza langaphakathi, ngoba mabafika bayalifaka basasefresha. Ngisho masebalifakile, then thina masingena siye emasontweni liyasukumeza, ngoba baphinde bakhumbule le zinto babezenze, kodwa sebakhohlwa lo Kristu Jesu owabasiza ukuthi bahlale eNkosini. Ngakho siyambonga umfowethu yena ozohlala eNkosini, kodwa-ke angakhohlwa ukwazisa abanye ukuthi nangabe bokungasiwuye noJesu, ngakangicedanga imfundo yami ukuthi bekangivulela izindlela ukuthi ngiyofunda ngaphakathi. Inkosi yamsamaye ibusise. Nobaba, ngiyabonga ukuthi manje abe yimfundiso okhotho kangaka. Yes.
Sikuzwa kahle mama, and into ishoyo i-profound kakhulu ukuthi kusho ukuthi imfundo yakhe beyingekho ngaphandle, uyithole ngaphakathi. Yebo, wow, that's powerful. Siyabonga kakhulu ma.
Kunomhlabelelo othi, I know the Lord will make a way for me.
Yes.
So bukwindlela ongathi sonke singathatha le ndlela kaNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Ngoba sibheka la, kanti yena uyibeke kwenye indawo, bese ngoba umamukele usabe ukuhamba le ndlela
yakhe. Wow.
God
bless you, mama.
Sesithemba ingena sithi bahle.
Mama?
Inkosi kwenze kahle. Ngiyaqala ukungena.
Ah! Siyakwamukela ungene every Sunday kusukela manje.
Ngiyabonga. Now sengikhulile ke.
Okay, thank you mama.
Ngilalela ngikhalela ngithi inkosi kanti why ungangeni?
Ungangeni, hayi naku songenile ke namhlanje.
Ngiyemse bawo.
Amen.
Ngikuphendezele. Ngiyabonga ba.
Ngibonga thina mama. All right, Utsiri Mongwe, uti powerful testimony. I met Brother Soli in person. He is a very humble man of God. I lapho ngiyakufakazela nami esithi uthi he's a businessman who makes a difference in the lives of many people and inspiration to many. Ubangani the author uthi he looks good futhi yazlo but hey but Soli amuzuthi
No.
Uthi lo but he looks good. Hey, iqiniso lelo. Uthi ngimbonile ku Facebook.
Gezana, yebo gezana.
Uthi uJesu uyagezana, yazi siyambongisa ubafo, uthi ndlondlobala. Ehhe. Eish, isikhathi sethu yabani sona esinomona bafundisi, sona esinomona. So, brief nje kwamanje wenzani uSoli?
Okay, kwamanje sikhona lapha kumbono media. And also kakhulu ngifuna ukuencourage abantu ukuthi nge second zika April, please check my Facebook uzobona iposter sine business seminar. That business seminar leya ine shuti uNkulunkulu khona kuyo.
Yeah.
Ufuna ukuchange izimo zabantu abaningi.
Yes.
So they cannot miss that that opportunity to be part of the Ekurhuleni Business Summit.
Okay.
Yeah, into sifokase kuyo manje.
Wonke umuntu angeza.
Ama details akhona ku poster.
Yeah, and then bazoxhumana nawe futhi.
Yeah,
uzowashiya ama number ngithi.
Uzowashiya ama
number. Okay, mfundisi in closing.
In closing, sisi, I just want to say these few words because ngithema ngimamela I can pick up a common problem nabantu abaningi like the first ubaba lo esimameli voice over yakhe ukhala ngokuthi a guy bamqasha aqeda ukuphuma nani and then no mama naye wakhala ngokuthi umfana uphumile but makabuya ngaphandle and then umtholile uJesu ngaphakathi but then somehow they get to lose it mabafika la ngaphandle. So this amagama wami oku-encourage ukuthi izwi lapha ku-Romans 12 verse 2 it tells us ukuthi we are not supposed to conform to the things of the world but we need to transform.
Yeah.
So we need to do a transformation by the renewing of the mind.
Amen.
So a lot of people that's where they lack. They receive Christ and then somehow they get left at the door.
Yeah.
You know, so they never got to walk into the kingdom but they receive him at the cross and then they think they have done it all.
Yeah,
that is just the entrance to the kingdom. You know, the cross is the entrance to the kingdom.
Yeah.
But then now the renewing of the mind has to come so that you don't lose the seed, you protect the seed because now you have received something that is fragile. You are still a baby, you are new. You need to be cleaned up, you need your pampers needs to be changed and be fed and everything else. So what I'm saying ukuthi people need to babe patient nabantu abaqeda ukwamukela uJesu, abantu abaqeda ukuphuma emajele, but make sure ukuthi labo bantu labo baba feed ngezwi all the time and then they keep on encouraging them into the things of God and plant them at the church because most of them baphuma ku ministry inside but ngaphandle they don't have a word based church.
Yeah.
So they need a word based church.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm encouraging people ukuthi ama families open the doors to these people. No, sometimes they come back kuma families abangamazi uJesu. So it becomes a problem. But if your family knows Jesus and then you are an ex-con, you come back, let the family plant you as a church elazi uNkulunkulu elifundisa izwi likaNkulunkulu so that nawe izinto ophila impilo iphilayo ngaphandle ukwazi ukuthi uphile impilo ehambisana noJesu nesiphambano. So my last words nje ukuthi I encourage people to constantly speak about the word of God and don't shy away ukuthi ubani kwenzakaleni in prison, and then how do you need help today moving forward? Because even my brother Usoli here, if he did not renew his mind, he would have fallen back to the very same things that he used to do.
True.
But it comes with the renewing of the mind.
Yes.
Ngiyabonga sis.
Wow. Sis Naomi, the pleasant one, Mbamba, uthi some ex-offenders teaches us ukuthi God's plan are higher than us. Mm. Okay, ukhayele to Malum Prince Ngwenya uthi indoda emadodeni, I learned so much in this man. UNkulunkulu aqhubeke ayandisele, ayivulele nezinhlanhla, akwande Mr. Nkhalabi. Thank you so much. Sicela icontact yakho, ba contact kuphi?
All right. Facebook uSolo Nkhalabi, even Instagram and Twitter, and then inumber
083-697-9815.
Instagram Jabu Fagude, and my telephone number is 082-467-9821. And yeah, same WhatsApp as well. You can WhatsApp me on the very same number.
Okay.
And then we'll be in touch with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sabo.
I'll qhubeka lihambe ivangeli, Brasoli, qhubeka. Uyazini, fly.
Thank you,
sis. Fly higher. Yes, abantu babone ukuthi oku impossible kubantu kuNkulunkulu kupossible. Yes.
Thank you.
Bless you. Isikhathi ke sithi 12 after 4 o'clock, singenile ku the last hour. Ku last hour ngezo bengino Mr. Joe Phalwani. Namuhla ke sithi dream big, fly high, and then sizobuka ukuthi how to achieve high flying success, especially now as sibhekane with ngathi nje global and personal crisis. So sizoy discuss ake le ndaba naye until 5 o'clock. Lingasuka iphondo lakho, alihlale lapho ku AM 657. Nangu ke u Alvin Slaughter uthi there is power in the name of Jesus.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuis, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.